right.
Things for the city.
Right.
This is close to the city guys. Bonesham says it.
Right.
It states for it. I think it means it's close.
Okay, okay, okay. So. Okay, thank you.
I'm already asking you know the answer.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know exactly where we're.
Chodesh Erev. That's tonight.
Tonight.
So Rebbe shouldn't complain that I am a day late.
I'm just trying to think. I just said a Chodesh Erev. I'm wondering if.
Is Rebbe allowed to sleep over to see the Shemaisa? I mean, like, it's not allowed, is it?
See Shemaisa? Could you see Rim?
All right, Einstein, he wasn't really a chassid.
No, he was really a chassid. But I'm saying, could you see Rim? But it wasn't a mic that was here. I had a little bit of force in there. I'm just trying to remember what it was.
I'm sure Rebbe stops thinking about it, it'll for sure come right away.
I know that we just some unicudas. I can't know if we had moms this or this was. Just a few nekudas. Again, some of these we've had before, but after this, there's a few things that to add to this. Said before that this was a zman.
No, Liz loves that.
That this man. It's from the fact that the Chazal bring in that the Maisa, which is Kemat Mefurish in the Psukim, that this Maisa was on Pesach, and that it actually says Balayla Hu, and this is the part of the Laila Hu was this Chatzis, just like the Chatzis Laila by Pesach, that this was also by Laila Hu. And also it says the pasuk in the when he went to the Muhammad, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him if he is yoreh to go into the camp and to fight against the Midyanim, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that he should go with his nar pura to take pura his nar. They should go into the camp. And they should listen to what the people are saying, and they'll have a chizuk. So he says that he went to the camp, and he heard someone saying over a chalom, and the chalom was that tzuliyo lechem saorim, that a loaf of bread that was made of saorim was going to come and it would eventually knock over the tent of Midian, and that this. His cover told him, said, what's called, that means the Pope Pisron HaChalom is that Gidon, it was given, Moab, that Midian was given over to Gidon. That's that he told him, the Pisron HaChalom. I mean, this Agav, I'm just saying this Agav, Chazal have the number of, the Chazal, I forgot now the number, I think maybe the Chazal bring four or five chalomis that are said, and that the pisron is from someone, and it's emes, that the pisron was said by other by people, and that pisron was an emes, a pisron by chalom. One of them was this chalom by Gino. So lemais is the chazal said that this was, I probably said this before, that the tzliel lechem sa'orim, why was it tzliel lechem sa'orim? Because this was after they had brought the schus of bringing the omer, and therefore, since they brought the omer, that was the schus, the Rashi brings, who's schus ha'omer, ha'korev b'pesach. That for the schus of the omer, this is the maisa with Gidon. That came from the schus of omer. Tell us what shaykhus does omer have to this hatzolo, to this Yeshua. Also, the ofen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it was an ofen that the derech klal was not done. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he came, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to gather the people. He gathered a number of Bnei Yisrael came to him, like the Pesukim say, that first the Mishpacha's Av came, Avi Ezri, that was his father, was from Avi Ezri, who was from Menashe. And then afterwards came other Shvatim that came to be Mishtatev in this Mukhona. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them that when they came, there's too many people. So he should tell them and ask them, whoever is afraid, whoever has Yira, he can go home. So from there went 22,000. That's what it says, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Rav ha'om asher itcha mititi es midyan v'yadam pen yispoer ala Yisrael le'mor yadi hoshi'ali. So that they would say that they did the Yeshua, that it was through their koyach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, so therefore, he said, tell the people, mi yorei v'chorei, yashuv yispor mihar ha'gilod, and by yashuv in'om, and when they said that, 22,000 left. So it says there was left 10,000. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, 10,000 is too much too. There's too many people. Take from the 10,000, and I'll give you a Nisoyan, I'll tell them to go to the Mayim, and the Etzrafenu L'cha Shom. I'll be Mitzarif, Klal Yisrael, and I'll tell you who should go with you and who shouldn't. So that's the Maisa that we had. They went to the Mayim, and the ones who bent down to do it, that was a simon that they did Avodah Zorah, they had a shach. First thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I want to do a neis. I want everybody to understand that this is a neis. So do this first. Why didn't the Baruch Hu say, take 300 people. I'll show you who the 300 people are. Why is there in such an oath? And the second thing is, but they're called to say that this is like an unusual mahalach of a neis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to be make the neis bigger and bigger. So don't have anybody. Just go. Ribbono Shel Olam himself should go and do the neis. This is a ha'or. I think I made it. The second thing is that another inyan here is we see that the Emerson is an inyan with Clolius by Midian of destroying Midian through a cherub. The clay Zion that's used connected Midian is a cherub. They have in Chumash, right? They have in Chumash the Melachim that it says in the Mokama connected the Nekama that Moshe Rabbeinu sent the Klal Yisrael to destroy Midian. There it says they killed the Melachim, the Malchi Midian, and Bilam with a cherub. With a cherub. It says that it tells us Meferish means that it must have, it must be Nogeya to know that it was the Cherev shall done with the Cherev. So here it says when he came down to the Machane, and this Chalom that this person had, so it says Bayad Reyehu Bayomer Ein Zos Bilti Im Cherev Gidam. It's there. This is going to be, this Hatzolah is with Cherev Gidam. So you see again that there's an Inyan of a Cherev. When he comes to say, when he came to make the Muhammad, I mentioned this before, the Pella, they didn't have a Cherev. They came, they had in one hand a shofar, in the other hand they had a kadim with lapidim in it. They had no cherev. What did they shout when they came down? The Gidon told them to, when they come down, they should shout. What should they shout? They should shout Vayikru cherev Lashem Ulegidon. Cherev Hashem, Lugidon. They don't have any cherev. The whole thing saying they're destroyed by cherev. What happens when they start to come down? So it says they became Vayonas Hamachane. So what happened is that they Vayosam Hashem Eis Cherev Ish Bereyayu. They killed each other with a cherev.
Why?
What?
What's happened?
That was the nace. That's the nace. So the question is, why was this particular way of a nace? And it was through a cherev. Why is that? This is without a savior. So just to say that a cherev. I've said this many times. When the Ramachal speaks about, the Chazal speaks about, but Ramachal speaks about that when people have, when Tanoim and Amoroim had machlokus in Gomorrah, when they had machlokus, so they knew that's called Milchamta Shotayra. That's right. It's a Milchamta Shotayra. So Milchamta Shotayra means there was a war. Milchamta Shotayra means that they were fighting a war. Torah is not rhetoric. Torah is not rhetoric. It's actual means that they were fighting a war. So who were they fighting? They're fighting a war against each other? Ramchal says, no, they're not fighting a war against each other. What they're fighting against in Milchama is to take away the koichos hara, that really, Bamison, we should be able to see a Torah Shebaal Peh, a Gemara, and see Ribono Shel Olam through that, and see clearly who the Kav Yochel, what the Ribono Shel Olam wants, who he is. It's because the Chatoyim, whatever, there's a very long cheshbonus that why it isn't that way. But what the result of all these things are is that the Torah is very difficult for us to understand. Why is that? Because there's something covering the Gili of the Torah. There's something that prevents us from seeing this Orishal of Torah. So there has to be machlokas, there has to be back and forth, and so on, to be able to try to come to a maskona. So Lamaisa is, there's a war. This war is against this Koyach Hara. So when a person fights a war, no one should ever, never have to, but if they fight a war, it needs weapons. The weapons that were there, the Klei Zion that were there, there was a Romach, there was a spear. There was a Keshis, there was a bow. There was a cherub, which was a sword. So the Chazal knew this kasha, you have to fight with a sword. They knew that this kasha, you fight with a spear. They understood which clay Zion, which type of clay Zion they had to use for every different type of a chayshu. They knew. So the Ramchal explains what was a cherub, what was a sword, what did they need a sword for? What in particular was a cherub? So he says, a cherub was when the Kaychas Hara are be'etzem be'pirit. Be'etzem the Kaychas Hara don't have a chibur because Ra is only the why? Because Ra means each person when part of Ra is each person's looking out for himself. Ra means each person, each ummah, each davar is really for himself. So he really can't get together with anyone else. He can't have a chibur, an emes of chibur, because it's always built on the fact that it's himself. For whatever reason it is, it's self called self himself. Klal Yisrael has the koyach of an emes of chibur. That Klal Yisrael can be chubur isha reyehu. That what mice is that it could be an emes of chibur that it's not built on. I mean, I'm not saying there's no self interest. What mice is, but the emes of koyach of being able to mischaber to a ish l'reyo is this koyach that only Klal Yisrael has. But there is one thing that they can get together. Connected cards. That they can't. So the Chazal say, who is this? Who is the one that is the epitomizes this Indian? Who's the one? Who's the Am that is this Indian Bechlal Midian? Why? Because Midian really is. The Lashon had this before in the beginning. The Midian is from Lashon Din. The Etzem, the Midian is the Am that always is Machlokas, that always fights against everyone else, and that always is never does anything for except for itself. So Chazal asked the Kasha, and I'll say, he doesn't ask it exactly like this, but Chazal say, it says that Midian came when Moab wanted to fight against Klal Yisrael, so it says that Midian came also. That Midian went to them, gave maces, gave. Midian was always at war with Moab, the Pasuk and Brachos, that they fought against Moab. Because I'll say, what all of a sudden did Midian become a chaver that he's going to go help out? She says, because it was connected to Klal Yisrael, and because the Sina for Klal Yisrael was so great that they went and that even though they were enemies, but Afal Pi Kain, they made Shalom in order to go connected to Klal Yisrael. So Midian is that which is the example of, and Lamaisa was the Inyan of always, this Inyan of making Ish Shalom. And that's one of the tamim that the tikkun of Midian is Pinchas Brisi Shalom. Gidon, we learn out the halachas of Shalom from him. So that we learn out the Shoyel B'Shalom Chaver with B'Shem. So the Mises is because Gidon had the koyach. And there are other Mishalom from Gidon and mentioned that Gidon was an Ish Shalom and then he made Shalom. So Meilatak, and that's why Pinchas, one day in Chazal, is that the Malach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent was Pinchas. That Pinchas was the one who came to tell him to be Moshiach Klal Yisrael, because he was an Ish Shalom, because he was the Brisi Shalom. So the ma'isa is that this inyan is that midyan. Why was this inyan? It says that the Chazal say, the Peledik of Chazal say there was no one who was a bigger oyev and a sone than Midian.
Is Amalek come into this?
And how, this is Pardos.
What?
Where does Amalek come into this? Amalek is always the...
Chazal asked the Kasha, what about Amalek? Chazal say, what, maybe you want to say Amalek. Chazal answers it. And it says, no. It says, you know, the Chazal remain, the Midian and the Gozal brings it, that the greatest Sone of Christ, of Torah, the one that was Mamish, was Midian. And the was Midian. So, what my says is that, I'm sorry.
Maybe I didn't understand something. Mentioning Midian with Ishalom, what you said, I guess, and then the negative on Midian, which is the worst enemy for Israel, so is that right?
I'm sorry, it's Ishalom, you said?
You said Shalom or something.
No, Ishalom.
Ishalom, yeah.
No.
Ishalom.
Right.
In other words,
there is no Shalom.
Machloket all the time?
All the time machlokas. All the time self-interest. All the time, except when it comes to fight against Kedusha in Yisrael.
Uh-huh.
And what is this koach? This koach is that it said that in Klal Yisrael, in the koach of Chibur, putting things together, putting the things together, and be mechaber one thing to another thing, comes from a koyach that only Klal Yisrael has. The emes of Chibur comes because Klal Yisrael has das. Das is what is mechaber even two things that are the opposites. Even things that are one is the opposite of the other. The koyach of Klal Yisrael is that there's a midah of das that can bring two opposites together and put and have them in one thing. Where, and that's what he said.
Example
is what? Yeah, but it's, I would say chesed v'din. In other words, there's chesed v'din is that they're opposites. A person is about is a need of chesed or whatever. There's a time for. So by umas oilam, the koach to take chesed and din and put them together, and that it should be in the proportion of chesed, that they both come together to say what is the right proportion of chesed and what is the right proportion of din, where they're not one opposing the other, whether that's from the Koyach Hadas. And I always give this marshal, what's Shadas? That a person who doesn't have the das, and of course everyone, not no one's shlemuso, but the pshat is that it means someone who, when he's angry, when he has kas, he's completely in kas. There's nothing left of him except the kas. That's all he is at that moment when he's angry. That's all he is the kas. At the moment that he's feeling chesed, that's all he is chesed, pure chesed. Someone who's a bardas, so that means like this, I'm giving a marshal, the person who, let's say, controlled, when he becomes bekas, he completely becomes the midas hakas.
Mm-hmm.
When he becomes the midas hakas, that means there's no, maybe it's disproportionate to what happened, Maybe that even if he has, even if he should be Bekas, maybe he's reacting to in a way that's not at all to see what the Metzius is. That's because he lacks Das. He doesn't ask himself that question. Someone who doesn't have Das, so it means one minute he's this, and the next minute he's completely this, and there's nothing. Nothing putting the two things together and that and making the other. That dover that puts the two things together is the midas hadas. Umas or oilam don't have das. That das. They do not have the koach to bring two opposite midas. And that every midah, all the individual midas, should be one whole dog. Where's this? This is what we, again, I've said this many times, that's the pshat in Shemon Esrei by Shabbos, that we say, Ato Echod, Yishimiko Echod, Umika Amacho Yisrael Goyachod Boris. Only Kha Yisrael is an Echod that in some way is Megala that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echod. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chesed, has din, has every midah, and a meila, but it's one. It's not this and this and this and that. It's one thing. The Klal Yisrael is the one dover in the Bria that can bring this as much as a shayach for a nivra to be able to bring out the echod in the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what we say. We say, Osa Shalom Bimromov. What do you mean Osa Shalom Bimromov? That means they can have two malachim. One malach is a malach shel din, eish. One malach is a malach of chesed. The bonishon takes them both, and they become to make them shalom, that they can exist as shalom in one thing. Osa Shalom Bimromov. That two could be and without a steerer between the that it's not a steerer that they get. That's the bechina of das, and that's what Klal Yisrael b'shleimuso received by Har Sinai. So just the koach of Midian was keneged this das because they were keneged the sone of Moshe Rabbeinu. They were the Sone of Moshe Rabbeinu. When Bilam wanted to know, he went to Midian, tell me how I can go against Moshe Rabbeinu. There's two different chazals. One chazal says they the ones who said, told him about Moshe Rabbeinu and how you'll be able to fight Moshe Rabbeinu. And another chazal said they gave an eitzah to try to destroy Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is this Das of Klal Yisrael. Our shirish of Das and all of Klal Yisrael comes from Moshe Rabbeinu.
So Yisrael from Midian, and then his wife was Midian.
Right, right. Mamish, this the Chazal stole to him, and then stole to Yosef, and that both of them, their father-in-laws, were Kohen On and Kohen Midian. So the Chazal say that they was the same type of Inyan. What he did was he took out of Midian, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Tov Shabbo. If this is their Mida, then their Mida can be, Yisro was also the Kohen for every Avodah Zorah. Every, the Inyan of Din, all the different dinim. He did this Avodah Zorah, that Avodah Zorah, this Avodah Zorah, all the different, everything. Moshe Rabbeinu took that and was able to be Mesakin Yisro and to be Mesakin Sipora, who was also just like Yaakov Avinu took out of Laban. Laban was also the same type of this Indian. To be able to be where in all these places where those things are, we go into Golus and to take Dvorim of Kedusha that are mixed up with the Messiah.
And yet we don't see that sort of approach with Amalek at all. And I seem to recall on Reish's Gaim Amalek, don't they also say that Amalek also is connected to Koach of Das?
Yes. So is Bilam.
Okay, Bilam is Midian. I mean,
right. And who in this Muhammad? Midian and Amalek.
But they still, they're treated very differently.
What do you mean? You mean the one is Mocha to be
for instance, the
only Am that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says take Nekama and fight a Mochama Shon Nekama is Midian.
And yet in Kisi Shalim until Amalek.
I'm not trying to make Amalek better. I'm just saying. Because they Amalek, as far as I know, Midian does not want to destroy completely Klal Yisrael in that way. In other words, they don't want to. Amalek is the only Am that wants to completely destroy Klal Yisrael in every single way. So, but they are Sonei Torah. They're the Sonei Torah.
Midian.
And more than, and what they did is they fought a Muhammad. So where's this union of Das? Because I said before, Ein Ani Ela B'Das. And Ani, the true Anias, is the shirish of all Anias, the kail of all Anias, is a lack of Das. That's what Chazal said. Ein Ani Ela B'Das. What Midian did was to take away the Das and to make Kaiso Aniyim. What did they make Kaiso Aniyim? Aniyim, where they had no tefuah, they had no lechem. And it was purposeful. Purposely. They didn't come to take away the tefuah, and because they needed tefuah, because they wanted more tefuah. They came, they wanted to destroy it. Because the koyach of lechem, the frat, is an inyan of das. Like the Gemara says, Yehuda says the Eitz HaDas was chita. How do you know it's chita? Ein atinu yodeh likros abba v'ima achitom tam dogon. Because the atinuk does not have das to be able to say between who is Av is and who is Aim is, to be Kori of Av Aim, Achiv Tom Tom Dogen. Until he does not have a Bechina Sadas. So Lechem is Das.
Midian wanted to destroy the Tevua because against Israel?
Yes.
Okay. Mentioning about Kas. Torah. The more Torah, the less Kas.
We hope so. and we try.
Okay. Then, in some occasion, Moshe 1 or 2 was kohes, and Kadosh Baruch Hu vayichal apo. In some context, or I'm losing something.
No. There is. By the way, where it says that Moshe Rabbeinu was at certain times, it says there were consequences.
Luchot
HaBrit. What? No.
Koes.
The Luchos HaBrit, because Baruch Hu says Yasher Koyach. So you see that it was not. If Moshe Rabbeinu would not have done it, we wouldn't be here. In other words, that's a different. But there are times when it says he was koeis, and there was something in it that was
controlled.
That was Lefi his madrega. It was, and there was a taina, and it says there were consequences for that. That he forgot a halacha, and that had to be given. But what his cause was, he didn't become a. He didn't just.
Okay. Last question.
I just tell you, I always say over the. This is
it was a naive question, maybe. I'm sorry.
No. I'm just saying we have to know who we're talking. At least know that we don't know who we're talking about. Now, I'm just saying, it's just like by my shipping, it says. I always said, I think I've said it here, I'm going to say it over all the time, I remember seeing it first, I saw in Yalkut that says that when they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I said it here, I think, when it said by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael, so it's a whole long back and forth, because Baruch Hu with Moshe Rabbeinu is cautious. And finally, Kodesh Baruch says, okay, you can go in, but you can't, but Klai Yisrael can't go with you. This door can't go with you. They're going to have to die. Because in order for you to be the manik and you to go into Eretz Yisrael, this door is not for you. They're going to have to die. So Moshe Rabbeinu, after all this thing about Kodesh Baruch, Moshe Rabbeinu says,
let's say someone needs to get married. So you have a Kabbalist that will take
me to a thousand of me, and not one fingernail from Klal Yisrael. And Lo Tziporin Achas, the Lo Tziporin Achas from Klal Yisrael. The thing that he wanted, whatever reason, it wasn't a personal reason either, but whatever reason that he wanted to go there to Israel. He said, if it harms one yid, not only harms him, but it harms a fingernail. And he wasn't stopped saying such a thing. Says, then a thousand of me should die. So I'm saying, we're dealing with something he didn't lose his temper. He didn't much of him. I'm saying, there were times, according to his madrega, the Chazal tell us that there was something there that he was a consequence for, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is medaktik with tzadikim kechut asar, but it's not because it's not in the sense that we could understand it as kas being not, but there is kas that means when kas is also a mida where. There's a place that it should be there. In other words, there's a proper kas.
Okay.
There's a proper kas. In certain instances, then there's an inyan of a proper kas. But it's a mida that in certain instances it's proper to be the kas of that certain thing. In certain whatever the. But the kas is problematic.
It's mentioned ma'avirat adam la'olam.
Yeah, it's a very thing that the person has to. But I'm just saying that there is a place for kas in the world too, in certain. So I'm saying. So I don't remember we're by the.
What?
Ani elavadas. So they took away. They took away the lechem, they took away the tefuah from Klal Yisrael, so they were taking away, they made Klal Yisrael this bechina of Ein Ani Ela Bedas. Why did they do that? Because that was what the tachlis of Minyan was to take away, that because they were the das of Ra, that they were the ones who by Yesaf, they gathered all they gathered Amalek and all of B'nai Kedem together to fight against Klal Yisrael. They wanted to constantly, the Klal Yisrael should be, that's what it says, Vayidal. They made Klal Yisrael Dalim. And then we spoke about so Lamaisa is, when they did this, the Ramachal says that he's not speaking about Gidon. He's not speaking about this anymore. He's speaking about cherev, to use a cherev. He says, what is a cherev? On what type of kasha? What type of, when you're supposed to use a cherev? He says, when there's the koach of not kedusha blocks the or shotayim. And how does it do it? Because it gets together. It becomes a, where normally they have no koyach, but when they're misgaber to the point that all, that the koyachs come together to block an or, that an or of Torah, he says, to get to that or, to be megala that or, you need a cherub. Why? Because a cherub cuts pieces. And so in other words, it destroys the chibur. And the Mela, there's no chibur of the Ra. So they knew, Chazal knew how to use a cherub. That they knew how to use a cherub to answer to.
Does that mean Bnei Israel conquering Eretz Israel, entering? They use cherub. What did they use?
They use a cherub. They use a Roma, so, except not here. Even though here, so that's what I'm saying. Minyan was the koyach of Das of Tumah. They used here, that's why the only way to destroy them was with a cherub. Except that cherub here, each one killed each other. Because that's really what Minyan is. In other words, Be'etzim, there's no chibur between. There's no chibur in Midian. They're the opposite of chibur. So the cherub, and this was the cherub of Hashem and the cherub of Gidol. The cherub of Gufa, that was their cherub. They had the koyach. So like this, why is it? Because first thing is, Stam, we had this before, the Yubal, the Chazal, or Medamed, and I told you that the Sforim say also, that there's a dinyan between Yubal and Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu's mida was this mida of das that he was mechaber all the. That's why it says when he was connected shishim ribun. It was no shishim ribun neshamas of Klal Yisrael because he was koilul and mechaber all the 600,000 neshamas of Klal Yisrael. So Yubal, it says, was domen. Yubal Bedaira was like Moshe Rabbeinu Bedaira. And so the Sforim say that he was. So Lamais is that when so first HaKadosh Baruch Hu just one Nakuda that first
another name for Gidol.
Oh, Zerubbabel.
Yerubbabel.
Oh, Yerubbabel, yeah, he destroyed the Anarum.
So the first, when they left, 22,000 people left. The second time, there were left over 10,000, and from the 10,000 was now a tzeref, because Baruch Hu took away, except for 300. So again, this is a machshava. I didn't see this, but Lamais is that why were these numbers the numbers? Tanakh is not telling us, oh, so it just happened. This is the number that left. We don't need to tell us what, it's not telling us such a thing. What was the 22, what was the 10, and what was the 300? 22,000 is connected the Chav Beis Osius HaTayrah. In other words, you have Chav Beis, and Chav Beis, like you've heard this before, that Chav Beis, that there are Rashi brings down by Heath and so on, but in Chumash, that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shorei Shekhinasa Pachas Mi Chav Beis Alochem. It has to be 22,000, and that's why the Har Sinai, the Malochim, the King, that were 22,000, because the Ribbono Shel Olam, when we say Osius, means that the Osius of Torah are the Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the whole bria was created by the osius hatayr, whatever that means, the osius, but they were the chav beis osius. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is megala, the shorish of all gilui is 22,000. So therefore, there has to be it has to be at least 22,000 in order to be megala. So
that's what left.
What?
That's what left.
That's what left. So right.
The 22,000 equivalent to what? If there was anything.
Chav beis osius.
Okay.
So I've said this many times. It says shishim, that there were how many yidden? What's the shurish? 600,000. So the 600,000, even at this door, there's always 600,000 different shatim of what it means, either more than 600,000 people, but whatever it means that there's the shurish is always 600,000. 600,000, the Chazal, the Reform say, is that the notrikin of the word Yisrael is yesh shishim ribu osios latayim. So that means that how do you get the cheshbon of 600,000? That's a mitzvah. But the Ma'aseh says that every Yisrael has his shayrish, his mocker in an os and tayra. And all of them together are 600,000. A Sefer Torah that's missing one os, possible. So the Ma'aseh says, so there's 600,000. So I always bothered. They found the Kazan. Maybe because I'm a lady. But that bothered. So then, but Levim and our part is 600,000. So where are we? So where are the Levim? If they're not, there's not.
22,000.
What? 22,000. That Levim are 22,000. So the Levium were the Shirish of the Chav Beis Osius. I subsequently found that the Sforum say this, the Magala Mukos have been said, but so that means that the Shirish of Taira, and Bemisin is a Chazal that says, Nismicha Bach, it says, Bach Bishwascha, Bach Bitaraska, Bach Bechav Beis Osius. So there's a Chav Beis that's a Shirish. And so what? When there was there, they were first that left was the 22,000. That means this Indian of the Osius HaTaira, that they could have gone to Muhammad, it was too much. Take away the Koyach of the 22,000, the 22 Osius. Then this left Aseres Alofim. Aseres Alofim is connected to Aseres Adibris, connected to the union of the Sod HaTorah, the Klolius, more Klolius, take that away. What's left is 300. Why 300? Because the 300 is connected to the 3 meters. The 300 is is this Indian of Chesed Din Rachman, Chokhmah Adonis. The Indian of 3 is that which can be still Chal, this Muhammad. The 3 is this Indian of, again, when you have that, in order to have Das, and that should be Chal Kenegah Defrat Midyan, to take away Kenegah the Koyach of Das, of the Das of Tumah of Midyan, with 300 people that were left. So in these, so why did it have to be at all? Because that's what the Chazal are saying, that this was on Pesach. The Chazal said, this was on Pesach. Pesach is good for this Indian. Pesach is, I said before, the first day, the first night of Pesach is the Yisod, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us all a chelik. It was b'matana, it was b'chesed, that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us. The second night starts Aravoida, which is Sfiras HaOmer, Habos, Habos, Korban Omer. So that's mamish this inyan. The first inyan is the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The second is Arava Derech of Avodah. So the combination between these two anhogas with Pesach, and the combination is Chir of Hashem, the Gidim. The two Chir of Hashem and Gidim. I saw someone who brings that, I didn't see it, but says that the Alshik says it was in that Shitu. I don't know, I didn't see the Alshik inside, so I can't say that's what someone I saw brought. But Lamais is the Kasha. But this means that it's with Klal Yisrael. It's the Miut in Klal Yisrael. But this is the Omer, and that's mamish what the Omer is. I said before, the Omer, the Chazal say, Yud Gimel Nafas. There are 13 times that they're Menafe the Omer. The Omer is Michael Behema, Sa'orim. You take the Sa'orim, give it to a Behema, you don't take anything away. You give it to him with all the Psalus, with all the Dvorim. On Pesach, it's the beer of this, of the Michael Behema. It's the beer of this Indian of Behema. And in this, is that's the Adam. In this is Matar, his Nefesh HaBahamias. That's the Indian of the Sphere's Omer. And the Melataka, it's left a Zikuch of this. Where do we, this is what's called a Levush. The Guf, the Indian of the Guf is a Levush. The Indian of the Michael of Behema is a Levush. And the Indian is that just like the Guf is a Levush, is a Megala when it's Betikuno, is Megala the Pnimius of an Adam, is Megala his Neshama. So Megalataka, that's Kostnus or with an Aleph. So Megalataka, when there's a beer of this Mahalach of Nefesh HaBahamias, during the fight during Sfir Sa'ina, after Avos Omer, it becomes a dove that's Naki, that the Yud Gimel Nafos that they first make in order there should be no Psalus in the Nefesh HaBahamias. And this is when by Gidon, the Lovsha Ruach Hashem, that is Lavush, became Ruach Hashem. When there was this Tyre, I found this in one of the this afternoon I saw this in one of the Perushim says this Mamish. I mean, doesn't go through this whole, but he just says the Lav Shah Ruach Hashem after he was Mizakich himself, then could be Lav Shah Ruach Hashem. The Lavush could be from a Bechin of Ruach Hashem. The Melotaka, that's the combination here. That was Git Lashem like Gidon, and that they mamish were Menateach, the Indian of Midian.
So what is Rabbi saying the Levush was?
It's his Ruach Hashem.
No, Rabbi said before.
The Levush. The Levush is the Nefesh HaBahamas. The Nefesh HaBahamas.
Nefesh HaBahamas is the Levush.
Right.
Okay. I thought Rabbi was saying the Ochel.
I mean, the Gozal says that Levush is from this Bechinas HaBahamas. And where do you have this? You have it. Rav Yochanan Kori, Lamani Chavisa. Where is that? Lavikisei Hakavod.
Thank you.
Oh,
So I had a job interview today. It was very interesting.
Which one was the last one? This is going to be the last one that they said yes, and it was going to be sometime in the future.